Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. Less preaching, more teaching. Elder Farnsworth, going back to something you said here in the first part of your remarks about our having too much preaching at our camp meetings, have you anything to suggest? For instance, that we cut off a part of the preaching service? Have you anything to suggest in reference to the way we should fill in this vacancy? Sister White, when the congregation is not large, mostly of our people, the way would be to take less time in speaking and let the people have a chance to testify to what they have heard. When the crowd is there, that could not interest them. Elder W.C. White, I have heard you say, Mother, that we should have more teaching and less preaching. Less preaching and more teaching, speaking of the matter of getting the people together and having Bible readings. Sister White, that was the way in Christ's day. He would speak to the people, and they would call out a question as to what it meant. He was a teacher of the people. Elder White, then at one time I remember very distinctly about your saying that as we approach nearer the end, I have seen our camp meetings with less preaching and more Bible study. Little groups all over the ground with their Bibles in their hands, and different ones leading out in a free conversational study of the Scriptures. Sister White, that is the work that has been shown me, that our camp meetings would increase in success and interest. There are those that want more definite light. There are some that take longer time to get hold of things and get what you really mean. If they could have the privilege of having it made a little plainer, they would see that and catch hold of that, and it would be like a nail fastened in a sure place, and it would be written on the tablets of their hearts. When the great throngs would gather about Christ, he would give his lessons of instruction. Then the disciples in different places and different positions, after the discourse, would repeat what Christ had said. The people had misapplied Christ's words, and the disciples would tell the people what the Scriptures said, and what Christ said, the Scriptures said. They were learning to be educators. They were next to Christ, getting lessons from him and giving them to the people. Elder Olson, in our camp meetings this season, except on Sabbath and Sunday, there has not been more than one sermon a day, or at most, two, and many times not more than one. Sister White, there are so many things that come in at our camp meetings, but the ministers should get together every day and find out what their true feelings are and what their spiritual feelings are. You should know that everything is drawing in even lines, that you are standing, as the words were spoken to me, shoulder to shoulder, marching right ahead and not drawing off. There is unity of heart when the work is carried on in this way, and there will be harmony among all, and this will be a wonderful means of the blessing of God resting upon the people. There should be hours when the ministers could get together and pray to God.